Masechet Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. Ike J. Shehebad in honor of his grandparents, Mr. Ike and Jeanette Beebe. We bless Mr. Ike Shehebad, who's been a sponsor of the Daf Yomi for many days. They should continue to enjoy success, health, and happiness. May his grandparents also enjoy much nachat from him as well as all their grandchildren, and may they only share in simachot for the entire family. Amen. Daf Petet. Today's daf has been dedicated by Joshua Danziger in honor of Alan and Renee Danziger in honor of their anniversary. B'siman tov u'mazal tov. Today's daf is being studied le'avi nishmat acham Baruch Rafael ben Miriam and Abraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem tenichem began Eden. Amen. We are starting on Petet Amud Rishon, and we begin at the Mishnah in the middle of the daf. Ha'omer lebanav, a person tells his sons, Hareni shochet et ha-Pesach al mi she'alim mikem Rishon l'Yerushalayim. I'm going to slaughter the Pesach for the first one of you that reaches Yerushalayim. This is the father obviously leaves for Yerushalayim in the afternoon, and his children are following after. So we understand over here that the father only is going to register the son that comes first. That's what we understand initially in the Mishnah. So it says, Kevan shechnis harishon rosho v'rubo, once the first son, he puts his head and the majority of his body inside the city of Yerushalayim, so he's considered the first one there. Zacha b'chelko umzake etehav emo. So not only does he acquire his portion of the Korban Pesach, but he also gains the portion of his brothers. Now, of course, this is contradictory, because we just said that the father only had in mind for the first one that gets Yerushalayim. So how is it once he gets Yerushalayim, he is zocheh for his brothers? So the Gemara says, first of all, Shma mina yesh berera. From this Mishnah you see the concept of berera. Why? Because the father, at the time of the Shechita, does not know which son is going to be first. Retroactively, when the first son gets to Yerushalayim, then we say that that was the father's intention at the time of the Shechita. That's using the principle of berera. Amar Rabbi Yohanan, kedei lezarzan b'mitzvot ka'amar. Says, no. Really, the father had all the children in mind at the time of the Shechita in order to mizakeh all of them. So why do you say the first one that gets to Yerushalayim? It's just in order to encourage them to be energetic to perform the mitzvot. Which means he wants them to come to Yerushalayim as quick as possible. And therefore, it's just a ploy to get them not to be lazy in order to come to Yerushalayim. So therefore, there's no need for Berera. He had in mind all of the children. Daika Nameh, the Gemara proves this from the Mishnah, Diktani, because it says in the Mishnah, Umzakeh Ehav Emo. The brother that comes first, so he gains his portion and his brother's portion as well. If you say that the father registered them in the mind from the beginning, Shapir. So it makes sense why all the brothers as well are considered part of the Korban. But if you say that the father did not have in mind to register them from the beginning, after the Shechita, can now they become part of the Korban? Which means we're going to learn in the coming up Mishnah that's going to tell us that people are only able to be part of the Korban Pesach up until the time of Shechita. After the time of Shechita, you can't add new registrants on the Korban Pesach. Shema minna. Proof positive that what? Must be that if the Mishnah says that everybody becomes part of the Korban Pesach, must be that that was the father's intention from the times of the Shechita itself. Tanya na me'achim ve'brayter to support this ma'aseh ve'kadmu banot lebanim. There was an actual story where the daughters came to Yerushalayim before the
sons. Venimsa banot zerizot, comes out that the sons are considered energetic, ubanim shefelim, and the sons are considered, the girls are considered energetic because they came first, and the boys are considered shefelot, lazy. Now, from the fact that the Gemara used the terminology of that the boys, the banim, are considered zerizot, and the girls are considered zerizot, and the boys are considered shefelim. So what does that teach you? That really they're all part of the korban. It's just that one is considered lazy and one is considered energetic. If they were, if the first one was considered part of the korban, it should have said the first ones are nimnin and the second ones are not part of the korban. They're not registered. So therefore, it's only difference between laziness and zirizut. So therefore, you see that everybody was part of the korban. It's just that the father did it keder lezarezan in order to encourage them to come to Yerushalayim quicker. Comes the next Mishnah. Le'olam nimnin alav ad sheyeh bo kezayit lekol echad ve'echad. The minimum shi'ur for each registrant to eat in the Korban Pesach is a kezayit. And you can keep on adding new members to the group of the Korban Pesach so long as there's enough for each member to eat at least a kezayit of basar. Nimnin u'moshkin et yedehem emenu ad sheyeh shahet. The first opinion says, people can register and withdraw from the Korban Pesach, from the group, until the Shechita. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ad Sheyizrok Adam. Rabbi Shimon says, no, until the Kohen sprinkles the blood. The Gemara is going to explain that Rabbi Shimon only argues by withdrawing. Meaning, by actually joining the Korban, he agrees that the cutoff point is Shechita. However, the Gabeh withdrawing, he says that you have until Zirika, where Tanakama says that you have until Shechita. So that is the nature of the mahlok between Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara will explain this clearly. Gemara says, the first ruling of the Mishnah, the Gemara says, Maika Mashmalan, which means you're telling me that so long as there's an olive's worth of meat, you can add more members. Well, isn't that obvious? What is the Mishnah coming to teach us? The chiddush of the Mishnah is de'afargav de'imne alav habura zu chozeret v'nimnin alav habura acheret. Which means the chiddush is that, let's say, even though one entire group was registered for a certain offering, then for a certain Korban Pesach, and the entire group, all of them, withdrew, which means they all left that Korban, chozeret v'nimnim alav habura acheret. Another group can register for that Korban, which means even though this Korban at one moment did not have any people part of it because they all left. So you see over here that what? The Korban remains kasher so long as new people join the, create a new group, and therefore the Hadusha, so long as there's a kezayit for each member, even though the Korban lost its all its members, but new members join to form a new group, so long as there's a kezayit for each member, it is still kasher. We'll see in the Gemara later, there's another opinion that says that the whole group cannot withdraw. You have to leave at least one person there. So this opinion obviously is at odds with that. Comes Gemara and says, Nimnin u'moshkin et yedehem ad sheyishahet, that people can register and withdraw until the shechita. And Rabbi Shimon says until the Zirika. Amar Abaye, machloket limashech. The only machlok between Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon is what? Legabe, withdrawing from the group. The Rabbanan Sabri, the rabbis hold from the Pasuk, mihiyot miseh. Right? The Pasuk says, mihiyot miseh, that's in the Pasuk talking about vim yima'at habayit. Meaning, if people want to withdraw, right? If you want to take away from the group, so it says, mehayute deseh. They're learning the word mehiyot as if it says mehayute. As long as the sheep is still alive, you can withdraw. Right? Which means literally from the circumstances of the lamb. So long as you did not perform the avodah, which means the zirika. So therefore, the machloket is really based on how to learn the word mehiyot miseh, which is in the pasuk that talks about people withdrawing. Hakamim hold mehayute deseh, which is deseh has to be alive. It means up until the shechita. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says no, mehayveyute deseh, from the circumstances of deseh, which is what are you doing with the sheep? Bring it as a korban. Yeah. So until the zirika, you still have the ability to pull out. Avali manot. But to register, everybody agrees the cutoff point is the shechita, the amar kera, b'mechsat nefashot, because the pasuk says b'mechsat nefashot according to the numbers of the said people that registered. V'hadar, then it says in the pasuk again tachosu. Now we learned that the word tachosu alludes to the slaughtering, which means when are the people able to register? The mechsat nefashot, when is that? At the time of tachosu, at the time of the shechita. Tanya and the me'achem have a braita to support this. Nimnin u'moshkin et yedehem emenu ad shishachet. Regarding registering and withdrawing, that is until the time of shechita. Rabbi Shimon omer, nimnin ad shishachet. U'moshkin ad shizarek adam. However, withdrawing is until the zirikat adam. And now we go to the Amud Bet, to the next Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, "Hamamne imo aher b'chelko." If let's say one member of the group, he himself joins other members to eat with his share. Jesus, you have 10 guys in the group. One of the guys in the group, he invites others to eat with him. So, "Hamamne imo aher b'chelko." He registers others to eat with him in his portion. Vashain bnei habura niten lo et shelo. The bnei habura able to tell this guy, here's your meat, you go eat alone. It's able to tell him to go eat in a separate habura. Vehu ochel mishelo ben ochli mishelahen. Therefore they're able, he eats from his own, whatever portion they gave him, and they eat from their own. The chiddush is that they're able to tell him to eat elsewhere. And the Gemara will discuss what the reason. Now obviously you have to say that this Mishnah holds like the opinion that we learned earlier, that the Korban Pesach can be eaten in two groups. Right? And that we said is Shitat Rabbi Yehuda, that you can eat in two groups. Therefore, you're able to tell him this. Now why would they have the right to tell this guy who registered his, you know, some other people on the Korban Pesach to tell him to go eat alone? So the Gemara says, "Ibay elihu." The Gemara has the following question: Bnei Habura, shayu yadav shelehad mem yafot. Let's say one of the members of the Habura, literally, he had good hands, meaning he was very greedy, meaning he eats a lot. So the Habura's concern, if they let him be part of the group, he's going to eat a lot of the Korban Pesach. So the question is like this: Mao shiyomru lo tol helkecha vese. Can they tell him, listen, here's your portion and leave? Now, what's the question? Mi amrinan, do we say, matze amar lehu hakabiltun? Maybe the registrant can say, hey, listen, you accepted me, which means you can't now take me out of the group. You let me join the habura. Or they could say, listen, ki kabilinan litikune zibiha. We accepted you for the benefit of the sacrifice, meaning we needed enough people to eat kizetin from the Korban Pesach in order that we don't bring it to notar. So we needed you to benefit. However, but we didn't accept you with the assumption that you're going to eat more than we're going to eat. And therefore, maybe they could tell them that. So that's the question. Tashema, so the Gemara wants to resolve this question. Tashema, hammamne aharim immo al helko. Oh, from our Mishnah. If one of the people in the Korban Pesach, he registers other people to eat with his share. Dasha'in bene habura liten lo et shelo. They're able to give him his portion. Vehu ochel et shelo, ven ochlin et shelahen. Right? He eats separately, and they eat separately. My ta'ama, what's the reason? Lav mishum dehave lekiyadayim shelehad mehem yafot. This case is similar to the greedy guy, which means just like the case of the guy that eats a lot, where the question we have is, we want to know, can we send him away? Well, this case is similar because since he has a lot of guys that he registered himself, he's going to eat more than his share. So therefore, they're able to say, listen, we're not interested in the guys that you included. Here's your chelek, go away. Also, from there we want to resolve, just like you can tell the guy who was memneh others in his chelek, go separately. So we want to say the same thing with the guy that eats b'adayim yafot, that can also give him his chelek and push him away. And the Gemara says, "V'is al kadatach." Then, if you want to tell me, "Yadav yafot matzi amar luka biltun," and if you want to say that no, that the fellow can say, "Hey, you accepted me." So let the guy in the Mishnah also have the same claim like the guy that has Yadayim Yafot, and let him say, you accepted me. From the fact, you see, the Mishnah does not give that guy that claim, that means that that claim of you accepted me for the group is not a claim, and therefore what? Just like in the Mishnah, the guy who's going to eat more is able to be pushed away from the group, so too a guy that comes to the group and they find out that he's a glutton, they're able to tell him, separate from the group. So the Gemara wants to bring a proof to the question. Amri, the Gemara says, lo, de'ot shani. It's different when you have extra people, de'ot, extra people added to the group. Because even if, let's say, both the original guy that was registered, plus the guy that he added, let's say they would eat the same amount. Then let's say it's not an issue of eating more. Still, matzi amrele, they tell him, deloni halan inash nuchra gaban. We don't want strange people eating with us. Meaning, I can make a difference. I can tell you, in the Mishnah, the reason why they can push him away is not because he's eating more. Even if it wasn't an inyan of eating more. They could say, listen, we don't know this guy that you're eating now. Now we have to eat with strangers? People want to eat with people that they know. So maybe the logic of the Mishnah is they want to push him away because he ate at a guy that they're not familiar with. So who says that you could learn from that case that a glutton that's really part of the group, that they know him, maybe he does have a claim where he can say, Kabiltin, I mean, you accepted me. You know who I was from the beginning. Therefore, there's no proof to the Mishnah, from the Mishnah. So comes the Gemara, tries to give a different proof. Tashema, we have another proof from a Braita. We had this Braita previously. Hashamash she'akal kezayit basar besad tanur. Let's say this Shamosh, who was part of a group of Korban Pesach, and as he was roasting the Korban Pesach in the oven, so what happened, he started to eat a kezayit of the piece of meat. If he's wise, he should just fill his stomach with it, because the rule is, once he's in a certain spot, he cannot leave that spot. So if he's smart, let him just finish eating the Korban Pesach. Now, if the group that he's part of wants to do him a favor, they can give him company while he's eating, and go sit with him and eat the Korban Pesach at the spot of the oven. Devrei Rabbi Yehuda. Those are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning the slave, I'm going to say the shamosh, the waiter, he has no options. He has to eat where he started. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can eat the Korban Pesach on two different haburot. So technically the group, if they want to take the rest of the Korban Pesach and eat it somewhere else, they have that option. But if they want to be nice to him, to eat with him, they can eat the Korban Pesach as well by the tanur. So the Kamara says, Ratzu in. If they're willing, fine. Lo ratzu, lo. Now, but if they don't want to eat with him, they don't have to. Ve'amai. Why? Ne'malehu ha'kibiltun. Maybe the waiter could come along and have a claim and say, hey, listen, you accepted me in the group. And therefore, since you accepted me in the group, and this is where I'm eating, so you have to eat. Which means, since the Braita says that the Shamosh cannot force his will on the rest of the group, he cannot demand that you accepted me unconditionally no matter what I'm doing. So I'll say the same thing in the Mishnah. But I'll say the same thing in the question. Mm-hmm. Our question was what? One guy's a glutton. So the Gemara wants to say, do they have to accept him, or could they let him eat alone? The Gemara says, well, maybe you can have a claim and say, hey, you accepted me. I want to say, just like the Shamosh cannot put demands on the Habura and say, you have to eat with me because you accepted me, so too will say that the glutton cannot come along and say, hey, you accepted me, therefore you have to follow my demands. The Gemara wants to draw a correlation between the two cases. Mm-hmm. The Gemara says the cases are not similar. Shani hatam, ta'amri le, ki kabelinach, adatad nitrehach kaman. למטרח לן לדידך לא קבלינך. When we accepted you as the waiter, we accepted that you will trouble yourself for us, because you're the waiter, but not we're going to trouble ourselves for you. Which is, a waiter is different. A waiter doesn't have that claim to say, you accepted me. Well, we accepted you, that we should bother ourselves. You're the waiter, you're serving us. So therefore, we don't have to go to eat with you. But she'enkin with a regular friend that's part of the group, maybe they accepted him. They're not accepting him to serve him. They accepted him socially. And therefore, he has the claim to say, kabelinach. And therefore, maybe they do have to acquiesce to let him eat with them, even though he is gluttonous. So therefore, we have no proof from the case of the shamosh. Comes the Gemara and says, "Tashemah." Now, this is going to be an explicit source that's going to tell us what the deen is. Bene habura shaya yadav shel achad mehem yafot. One of the members of the habura that he was a glutton. He eats a lot. Vashayin lomar. They're able to tell him tol chelkecha v'se. They're able to tell him, take your chelek and go out. Velo od ella afilu hamisha ve'asu sibolet. Even let's say five friends that made a sibolet, which is a joint meal, nothing to do with Qurban Pesach. They're just getting together on a seudat reshut and having a meal together. Vashayin lomar lo tol halkecha v'se. Even in a seudat reshut, they're able to tell the glutton, here's your chelek and go away, because they don't want him to eat more than it's here. So the Gemara says, "Shma minna." Proof positive that we've answered our question, that they can throw him out of the group. So the Gemara says, "My velo od." What's the second case? Meaning, you gave me a case of Korban Pesach, right? You told me about the Korban Pesach. The guys are glutton; they can give him his chilek. Then you tell me not only that, but even in the case where guys are sitting together and eating, what was that case coming to add more than the first case? So the Gemara says, "Lo mebaya kamar." The Mishnah is using a style of lo mebaya, not only, meaning lo mebaya Pesach, which means not only by Pesach, dematzi amri leki kabelinach letikune zeviha. By Pesach, they really have a claim on the guy. When the guy says, hey, you accepted me, they can say, listen, we did accept you. For what? For the purpose of rectifying the Korban. We accepted you because we needed you to eat a kezayit, like everybody else, so the Korban does not come to notar. However, we didn't accept you to hurt us. Ela afilu sibolet nameh. But the Hiddush is, even in a regular meal, that safta ba'almahu, which is mere companionship, which means there's no inyan of korban over there. Still, v'asha'in omar lo tol halkecha v'tzeh, which means not only by a korban where the group has a strong claim. Say, listen, we did accept you, but for what? For the purpose of the korban. We didn't accept you to eat more than the share. Right. Then you'd say they could throw him out. The Hadush is even in a Seudat Reshut, where all it is friends eating. Right. So therefore, they don't have the claim, we accepted you for the to fix the Korban. There's no Korban. Right. Still, they could say, when did we accept you? We accepted you to eat your normal Helik. But if you're not going to eat your normal Helik, they're able to send them, even in a Seudat Reshut, away. Ika de Amri. Some say ha lo ibayalan. Some say this was not the question of the Gemara. It was obvious, if there's a glutton in the group, it's clear they were able to send them to eat alone. That was not the question of the Gemara. So what was the question? Ela hachehu de ibayalan. Rather, this was the question. Bnei habura rasha'in lehalek o enan rasha'in lehalek, which is members of a group that all registered for a Pesach. Are they able to divide it amongst them, giving, let's say, each member a personal portion, or they cannot divide it? Maybe they want to sit together and put the korban on the table in front of them, and they all eat together. Meaning, could you divide up the korban Pesach into portions and give a allotted portion to each member of the group, or do they have to eat it all together from the, you know, the communal portion that is put in front of them? So comes the Gemara and says, Tashema, bene habura shayu yadav shlachad mehem yafot. I'll answer this question. Again, from the case of the fellow that one of his hands were yafot, like we said, his hands are a refined hand, meaning he takes a lot. They can say, take your portion and go out. So the Gemara says, yadav yafot in. They can only dismiss him because why? Yadav yafot. En yadav yafot lo. But if he's a regular eater, you don't send anybody away. Shma minna, that what? That the group must eat together, which means they don't limit somebody unless he's a glutton. But if he's not a glutton, they just put the korban in front of everybody and they eat together. They don't start dividing portions and, you know, rationing the korban pesach to each members of the group. Now the Gemara tells a story. Rab Papa and Rab Huna, the son of Rabbi Yoshua, aribu rifta b'hadeh hadadeh. They were eating bread together. Adachil Rab Huna b'red Rabbi Yoshua hada. In the time that it take Rab Huna b'red Rabbi Yoshua to eat one loaf of bread, achil Rab Papa arba. The papa was able to eat four loaves. Pelagli. So Amar le. So Rav Huna says, hey, the papa, pelagli, divided equally over here. What are you doing over here? You're eating all the bread. Before you eat all the bread, he wants to have to split it. So the Gemara says, Amar le. So the papa says, kebiltun. So what do you mean? You accepted me as part of the group. You know that I eat more, and I'm accepted now. So you can't now limit me. So therefore, the Gemara says, "Eti be kol haneti yufta." So Rav Huna asked the papa all those questions to show that what, like the questions that we learned just now from the Braytot, that what, that maybe the claim of Kabiltun is not a legitimate claim, like we just cited above, that maybe they can dismiss a glutton, v'shaneh k'deshaninan. And the papa answered, like the Gemara answered, no proof that those cases are different. Like we said over there, shani hatam, over there there's deot, right? That because over there you're adding a different fellow, over there it's a waiter. So therefore, the papa says, those are those questions. So the Gemara says, eti be, so then Rav Huna challenged him with a clear bright, and he said, listen, b'nei habura, they were members of a group. One had refined hands, when he had yadayim yafot, clearly it says they could send them away, right? Because eating alone. And not only that case, but even the case of guys that are sitting down in a shul without the shoot, still, what if one eats more than the share, they could tell him, tol hakecha v'seh. Amar le, so the papa says, "Hatam the amar le ki kabilinach le tikune zibiha." Again, regarding the Quran Pesach proof, he said, "That's different in this case. There, they can say, listen, we only accepted you to fix the Quran, so you'll be part of it, so there'll be no notar." But this is not a Quran Pesach case, so they asked him from the second case. Eti ve sibolet. So Rav Huna asked him from the sibolet, from the seudat reshut case. And the papa did not have an answer. Pelagle. So therefore, the papa had no choice but to divide the meal equally with Rav Huna. Azal arif bade Rav Huna. Another time, Rav Huna went and ate bread with Rav Huna. Adachil Rav Huna bered Rav Yoshua hada. For the time that it took Rav Huna to eat one loaf of bread, achal Rav Huna temanya. Rav Huna ate eight loaves. So Rav Huna said, I'd rather 100 like Rav Papa and not one Rav Huna. Because I didn't realize how good I had it. Rav Papa only eats four at a time, but he eats eight in the time that he eats one. I was better off with Rav Papa. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen.